Fellas, we need you to call in right now. I'm sure a lot of ladies are looking for answers to this question. 833-563-2539. I mean, me and Porkchop, we'll try to give our best answers, but who knows what we know, if it even means anything. The question this morning is actually involving our guy, Lenny Bree, and that is, do guys really not care, or do they think differently of a girl, I should say, after they give it up on a first date? Lenny, what's the details here, my man?
Well, in general, as far as it goes with me, I think that this has happened to me recently, and I felt like it was great. I appreciated that she did that, because whenever you're actually in the act, you can tell if she gives it up to a lot of guys. And
you can tell?
How can you tell?
How can you tell?
How do you know?
You can tell by the pressure, the feeling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Because they're a pro.
I'm like, go on.
You don't have to go on. I think we understand. I think it's pretty clear as day.
Right.
Draw her a diagram.
If she gives it up to me and she never gives it up to anybody, that means I'm special. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So a lot of guys will automatically assume, they'll be like, oh, she's, I don't know if I can say T-H-O-T on there.
Oh, yeah, you can
say
that.
Thought. By the way, okay, just for fun radio reference in the future, if you spell out a word that you can't say, it still counts as a fine, and we do lose our jobs. Just wanted to let you know that
just
one.
Just throwing that
but
out
yes,
there.
Yes, you can say she's a thought, yes.
Right, right. A lot of guys will assume she's a thottie. It's like, oh, she gave it up on the first time. No, this girl was not a thottie. She just liked me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right, Mackenzie, now what about you? Like, what do you think?
Well, I'm curious because I'm new into the dating scene. So I'm curious about this. Like,
are you going to give it up on the first date?
No.
Give it up.
That's not my no, that's not my style.
You know what? I've got like a double standard. Like,
I feel like it is a double standard.
With a girl, like, I would judge. Like,
you would judge?
Yeah, I'd be like, don't give
but
it
you're
up
the
on
one,
the first one.
You're the one, this is what I don't get. Dudes are the one provoking it, wanting it, trying for it, and then if she gives in, you think less of her. Hey.
Hang on one second. Hang on, I want to throw out our phone number because we're going to get into this, and I want to hear what everybody has a side on. 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. And this will be open to everybody. Guys, if you could be honest, we're not judging you for it. We just want to know if you're in a situation where, like, you hook up with a girl on the first date and you think, oh, she probably gives it up to everybody. Or you're like Lenny, his theory. It's like, well, the pressure felt like I'm the only one she likes. Okay. Now, Porkchop, what were you saying?
I just have this double standard. I feel like if a girl gave it up to me on her first date, yeah, I'm looking at her like a thought. And oh, if gosh, a guy gave it up on the first date, I'm like, okay.
You're looking like the guy you went on a date with.
Yeah.
Hey, allegedly. I'm assuming.
So bad.
I think it's special to save it.
Let me ask Lenny, when you do get together, why do guys or do they lose interest?
I lose interest when they play games and act like they're going to save it, even though they want to give it up. You know, and then they're playing these games. I've recently had that happen, like where she'll tease me over and over and over and never give it up. And I'm like, dude, you're playing around. I'm a grown man.
But that's probably because she wants to keep you on your toes so you don't lose interest, right?
Listen, after I get it, I'm going to be back for more.
Oh, okay, so that's a different perspective.
Now, when I was single, because I'm a married man, been with my wife for 7 years, celebrating my 4-year anniversary today. When I was single, I only had 2 one-night stands, like where we hooked up on the first date, or just in general, hooking up on the first date. They were one-night stands, one and dones. But I just would assume, like, okay, because I was insecure with myself. I'm like, if she's hooking up with me, she'll hook up with anybody.
Really?
Now, maybe that's lack of self-confidence. I'm not 100% sure. Liv the Web Girl finally chiming in this conversation. What do you think?
So I have a lot of guy friends, and I ask them about this all the time, and they give me 2 reasons for why they're not calling the girl back if they, you know, smash on the first date. And that's either 1, because it was bad. The girl was not good. It was weird, awkward. They're not calling you back if it's really bad. 2, you show signs that you're crazy.
Here's my question about a conquest. Lenny, once a guy has, hey, that's a conquest, he's to try to get this girl. Once you get that girl, are you on to the next? That's my question. If you conquered that mountain, you climbed that mountain, you got that, and then do you go on to the next? Because a lot of girls are then left in the dust, and it's horrible.
Right. I feel like a lot of guys are like stuck with that stereotype, or there's a lot of younger guys or like immature guys that are like, oh, I just want to catch each girl and go to the next one. But for me, and I feel like for a lot of more mature guys, it's about the relationship and the connection that you have with the girl. Yeah.
See, that's why I need like an older man or like, you know, that's on that level.
Hey, I've got my AARP card. Would you like to go?
Not that.
No, it's cool.
I'm just saying like not like 20.
All right, listen up. We got a bunch of people on the phones. Obviously, we got some differing opinions. We will talk to you next. You still want to get in? We have like two phone lines open. 833-563-2539. Do you think differently after a girl gives it up on the first date? We'll find out next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Lenny Bree kind of opened up a can of worms here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. He said, sometimes guys obviously think differently about a girl after they give it up on the first date. But Lenny, in this case, you hooked up with the girl. You could tell she doesn't give it up all the time. Now, if you could have told, would you have thought of her differently?
If I could tell she gave it up to a lot of guys?
Yeah, with your theory. Would you have been like, oh, okay, we're done here?
Yeah, she would have got the booty call emoji next to her name.
All right. Oh, in your phone?
That's pretty harsh.
What
okay.
Is that, the peach?
It's the peach.
It's funny. That works for anybody. Straight, gay, bi, whatever. It's all there. Peach is a peach.
I never want to be that girl.
You don't want to be peach?
That has a peach emoji by my name in anyone's phone.
Now we have to check our phones to see what we actually have.
This means you got a nice booty.
Yeah.
Or a stinky booty. Like, oh, don't go back to her.
Your number is not being saved in their phone if you've got a stinky booty.
It could be a warning, like, do not hook up with her again. She had that stinky booty. All right.
You're so gross, Joe.
No, oh, my God. I hooked up with a girl before.
Oh,
my God.
Moving on.
Don't tell me I'm gross if I have an actual experience. You don't know me. 833-563-25. Her name was Becky, too.
We say bless his heart.
Becky
never
with the
mind.
Booty.
All right. Sorry. Let's go to the Bailey this morning. Bailey with a B. Hope your booty's okay. Hey, good morning. What you want to say?
Yeah, so it kind of just depends on the maturity of, like, both the guy and girl, you know? Like, less mature guys will, like, if they give it up on the first date, then, of course, they're going to want more. And
so
I'm going to go now.
So does that mean you're cool with it or not?
He just said, right. I'm going to go now.
Great job. Great phone call. Thank you. We need more of those on the air. 833.
He's like, I said my piece. I'm going to go now.
I'm really nervous right now. 563-2539. Everybody thinks Bailey's got a stinky booty now. Andrew, listening in Houston on Houston's new Radio Now 92.1. Does it bother you or no if people hook up all the time on the first date?
It doesn't bother me. I have been with my fair share of women, and when I stand first dates, not first dates, and for me, if I thought a woman was a thought for sleeping with me on the first date, then that'd be hypocritical because I've done that. I've done worse. I've done better. And if it doesn't bother me, have fun. Just be safe.
Greater or less than 43?
Way greater.
Whoa! Little man ho. Andrew, real quick, we were going back to Mackenzie and her peach booty emoji. Do you put an emoji on like certain girls' names so you know what they mean?
No.
Okay. I never heard of that either, so.
Well, nobody wants to be known as a booty call.
I don't know. Would you put, like, maybe, like, somebody's name? Like, if the guy was, like, packing and you, like, put, like, an eggplant after his name?
No.
Yeah, like, the amount of eggplants or the amount of booties is, like, how good.
I feel like Porkchop's doing that now that he's single. He's like, two eggplants on this one.
No.
Hey, Andrew, thank you for calling in. Julaine, hey, you're on the show. What did you want to say?
I just want to say that I think it is not that bad of a thing. You have slept with a lot of people. I think that we live in a different society nowadays where, like, it's not as non-acceptable as it used to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Coming from someone who, like, I used to do porn, and boyfriend and I, we had gotten together last year, and we've known each other for a while. He wasn't okay with it at first, and he knows, like, I've been with my fair share of people. And he's been with his fair share of people, and it's just kind of like you either like have to suck it up and like be adults one day and like get over the fact that people have slept with each other, or, you know, like either cry about it for the rest of your life and be insecure. I think it's really just like an insecurity thing.
So you're an adult film star?
Actress? Not like, Yeah, like I sell content and porn and stuff like that. Like my family knows about it. It's not like a super popular thing that I do. Like I still work and stuff, but yeah, I'm a film actress also.
All right. Nice. Well, wow. And it's funny now, Lenny has changed his position on the first time hooking up. He's like, oh, I have no problem with that. Hey, thank you for calling in. I accidentally didn't even know your name. I randomly picked you up. I believe this is Julaine. Hey, you're on the show. What's up?
Yes, I'm Julaine. I do not do porn.
Okay.
Is that how you always introduce yourself? Hello.
Or I no longer do porn, but not at all. Okay, so we've clarified that. What do you think, though? Do you think people judge after the first hookup? Like, oh, well, they gave it up. That's easy.
They definitely do, and I think that that's so goofy because if you're a guy and you're on the first date and you sleep with a girl and you think that she's a thought for doing that, like, what does that make you?
Exactly.
A man-ho. A blank boy.
I completely agree with Andrew. Like, as long as you're being safe, like, and honest and open with people, like, you know, it's human nature. Have fun. Do your thing.
All right.
It's really hypocritical.
Hey, well, thank you for calling in this morning, and congratulations on your career. Okay, just clarifying, she does not do that. All right. That was an interesting conversation.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, this show is kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Ever.